This architectural model, aside from being fascinating to look at, provides what is a very rare glimpse of Han Dynasty buildings, all now long destroyed. Most structures were made of wood, which weathered away over time. While this model answers some of our questions about Han buildings, it also raises others. Professor Lillian Tsang.
In Han tombs, we see a lot of model architecture made of clay, and some are very simple architectural models.
Almost all buildings of the period would have been only one or two stories high, so the seven stories of this model must represent an imagined rather than real structure. At the same time, we know that Han engineers invented a special system to support the weight of multiple floors, and we can see that employed here. Notice how the pillars placed at the corners and between doors are topped with interlocking wooden structures. Those are called brackets.
And that bracket system sometimes can carry certain aesthetic value on top of its functional value. And here we do see that certainly capture the imagination of the artisan. So they use high relief to highlight the bracket elements coming out of the wooden structure.
It's surprising that an artisan chose to combine actual building techniques with what would have been an impossible number of stories. The resulting model may evoke a watchtower, which was a common feature of real housing complexes. They played an important role in safeguarding the inhabitants and their wealth. In a burial context, an artisan may have intended this watchtower to perform the same function, only even more effectively, to protect the tomb's occupant and his riches in the afterlife. So the taller, the better.